Our next speaker is Noor Bakar from which Louisiana State University.
Finally, last speaker. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm happy to be here today. I will talk about the evaluation of compost mulch application as an erosion retardant on Louisiana roadside. First of all, we all agree that the increasing in population need to be built new cities or at least expand our existing ones. As you build a new city, you need infrastructure, which road and highways is the main infrastructure need for this purpose. But the problem with the road construction activities is we harm our system, our soil system, by increase the disturbance of the soil and increase the compaction, and finally lead to the acceleration of soil erosion. Soil erosion effect not only limited to the on-site effect by removing the topsoil, but also extended to the off-site effect by adverse the water quality and increase the sedimentation. So, highway contribute in soil pollution, soil water pollution, and with the, if associated with the annual rainfall like we have in Louisiana, you have a very big problem with the sediment water, storm water, as the common, most common non-point source pollution according to EPA, since it causes eroded for the soil surface and transports the particle to the waterways, and finally lead to decreasing the water quality. This problem can be solved by best management practice, and thanks for EBA, they just present to us a lot of practice that we can use to control erosion or sedimentation or runoff. And you can choose from all of this practice, but your choice should be related to your case. According to your case, you can choose any one of these practices. In general, some of these practices didn't work very well. Conversely, some of them have successfully working, like compost, plant, and mulching. So our objective here is to evaluate the effect of compost mulch on the flow rate or runoff and the soil moisture and temperature, and to assess the effect of compost thickness, tillage, and construction activity on water quality parameters. This is our location. We have two highways, one in West Feliciana Parish and one in Rapides Parish. The difference in the two locations is West Feliciana Parish had active construction area along US Highway 61, and Rapides Parish is established construction area along IH-49. Up to four sites were studied in this project. Each site had two plots side by side. One of them was tilled and another one was untilled. Different compost mulch treatments were applied. We have two controls. We have 3 5-centimeter compost mulch application. We have 3 10-centimeter compost mulch application. This is a closer look to the sites. West Feliciana Parish along Highway 61 has only one site, while the Rapides Parish along IH-49 have 3 sites. This is the actual situation that we have before we construct our plots. This is the established construction site have a big evidence for soil erosion in different places. So we start with choosing the location, then prepare the soil, install the plots with the fixed site 4x4, and finally we start to spread the mulch on the soil surface. The mulch was wood chips, around 70% hardwood and 30% pine trees locally harvested, with like mixed with a compost using plower truck. This is the final shape of the plots after we install everything. And we were waiting for the rainfall, because every like stormwater event, we go to the field and collect the runoff samples from the ESCO auto samplers, which is attached support with each plot. And the soil samples were the ESCO sampler also record the level data. The level data is the depth of water inside the flume, which is can be calculated the runoff water volume, and also record the rainfall within the plot site. The data, the soil the water samples was subjected to a lab analysis of EC, BH, total suspended solid turbidity, and BOD. Also, each plot were supported with hobo microstation for collecting soil temperature and soil moisture in situ. We have for each logger attached with four sensors, two soil temperature and two soil moisture. Each pair of soil temperature moisture was placed up and down slope within each plot. This is the flow rate or runoff data. We can easily observe that with the control and tillage, we have really high rainfall and really decreased, substantially decreased happened when we use a compost mulch application. So for easier analysis of the data, we use we have many variables. We have compost mulch treatment, we have construction, we have tillage. So for easily analysis, we just use two sample t-test by comparing each pairs of plots for each variable. For example, we have two plots with 10 centimeter, like here, two plots with 10 centimeter compost mulch, but the only difference between them is one in active construction area and the other one in established area. So any difference in the water quality will be related to the construction activities. By the same way, we compared the effect of tillage versus no tillage, the effect of using 5 centimeter versus control, and the effect of using 5 centimeter versus 10 centimeter. The result from two sample t-test indicates that there is a strong significant difference according to all variables, construction, compost difference thickness, and tillage for the turbidity and total suspended solid. But the most strongest difference, most strongest significant difference found according to the mulch thickness. The data also explains that there is a high correlation between total suspended solid and turbidity, since the correlation index was 0.94. Finally, we graphed to see more detailed the data. We graphed each of variable with each difference in water quality parameters. I have for all parameters, but for the time of the presentation, I will only present the turbidity data. So we can easily hear how construction activities can highly increase the turbidity in the runoff compared with the established site. Even with both of these plots, the data from these plots was in 10 centimeter compost mulch, and both of them was untilled. So it's a really high difference. Here, we have a control which gets highest value among all for all treatments. The control plot was really high compared with 5 centimeter compost application. Then, as expected, 5 centimeter give higher value of turbidity than 10 centimeter, especially both of them was lightly tilled. And finally, the tilled soil, as you make a tillage, you disturb the soil surface, so you expect more turbidity value in the water. This is the actual situation you can see visually in the real world, because these two plots were the same side by side, both of them together. But one of them was covered with 10 centimeter with no tillage, and the other one was tilled and zero coverage. So you can see here the flume was almost clean. This being clean, low turbidity, low total suspended solid in the water runoff. But here the flume was heavily loaded with the sediments. For final goal for our project is to see the difference of in temperature and moisture, soil temperature and moisture, according to the use of different mulch thickness. And we can easily see with the using of 10 centimeter, the mulch, there is an increase in water content, soil water content, compared with 5 centimeter compost mulch, and of course control. And here is the data for soil temperature, and for either 5 centimeter or 10 centimeter, applying compost was give warmer soil temperature during the winter and cooler soil temperature during the summer. And we can observe something here also, that using compost that smooths the curve. So you have fluctuation in the control, but with using compost, just fluctuation is decreased a lot. Our final conclusion is using compost mulch on the highway have like many benefits. It can reducing flow rate or runoff. It can reducing turbidity and total suspended solid. It can moderate the temperature and increase the moisture retention. And according to this study, now the special specification for the use of compost mulch is being developed for the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. And we address some recommendation according to the result from this study that tillage is not recommended at all to use it since it disturb more soil and increase the TSS and turbidity and decreasing the water quality, of course. Second, we can see 10 centimeter give like most or better data than 5 centimeter, but when you look to economic view, which is so important, you will find 5 centimeter get like acceptable. We can say the acceptable data. And finally, with the compost mulch coverage, we can recommend it as a best management practice, not only for the new constructions area and new construction areas, but also for the establishment construction with like some evidence of soil erosion. Before I go, I have to acknowledge LDEQ and EBA, LDTD for supporting this project, and also acknowledge US Composting Council and POPS Tree Preservation for afforded compost for us. And I have to mention to my team, teamwork for hard work in the field. Thanks for everybody. Top of the list, Dr. Wendorf, thanks a lot. And Wanda, she's here, Al, and Wantai, Tamer, everybody. Thanks so much for your hard work. I have to thank BJ and Josh for their, their comments and very helpful in the state, during the state analysis. Thanks, everybody, and I will be happy to answer your question.